Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, livestock organizations like the NCBA are applauding this week's introduction of the Bipartisan Transporting Livestock Across America Safely Act, saying it would reform federal hours of service rules in a way that ensures animal welfare, highway safety, and the well-being of livestock haulers themselves. Here's the NCBA's Allison Cook Rivera.
What this bill will do is increase the current ag exemption on the front end of a haul, which currently sits at 150 air miles. The bill increases that to 300 air miles. It also increases the drive time from between 15 to 18 hours of drive time, depending on what the driver actually needs. Not everyone will need all of that, but again, it provides some flexibility. This bill also states that rest will be when the driver feels like they need to rest. Again, with our strong safety record, we know that our drivers are resting when they need to. They're resting according to the weather outside so that their animals are in a good place. And so while resting, this will not count towards your on-duty time, which I think is important. We want people to be resting when they need to.
Again, the new Transporting Livestock Across America Safely Act enjoys strong bipartisan support. Read more details on our website at aginfo.net. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.